Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Remember by Ram Goldar and today Masechus Ksubas Daf Yadal. The first parak Basul Nizeis. The Zichud Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Abayas Rabba. If Rabbi Yeshua really said that a woman is not believed to say that she had relations with a kosher man to permit her to marry a Kohen. For our Mishnah in 80 is taught that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret testified, Almanas Isa Shei Kasher El Kahuna, regarding an almana of a person with a suffix status, meaning an almana of a suffix halal, that she's permitted to marry into the kahuna. Rashi explains that the suffix halal arises from a case where his mother's first husband threw the get, and it's a suffix whether it was closer to her making her a grusha, or closer to him and she's not divorced. Then he dies, leaving her as a suffolk grusha or almana, and she then marries a kohen and bears a child who is now a suffolk challah. Then this child grows up, marries and dies, creating a suffolk whether his wife is an almana of a challah and forbidden to a kohen, or an almana of a kosher kohen. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua permits her to marry to the kuhuna, presumably based on her chazak that she was permitted to marry a kohen before this marriage. Rabbi said to Abai that the cases do not compare. Hasam isha nises bodekas v'nises. There we say that a woman who marries first checks her husband's yichus and then marries. But here, when a woman acts immorally, does a woman first check the man's yichus before acting immorally? Point number two, Rava points out the same Mishnah contradicts Rabbi Gamliel's position. For it states that Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret that we accept your testimony, but what can we do since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed to not convene a court for the purpose of permitting the Almanas Isa? For Kohanim listen to the court to distance a woman the court rules is prohibited to them, but not to bring close those that they rule are permitted. So we see from here the Rabbi Gamliel rules that a woman with a suffix status is not permitted to marry a Kohen. Rava answers that there are no contradictions. Regarding Rav Gamliel, Hasam Bari HaChashema, in our Mishnah, the woman is Bari about whom she had relations with, whereas here, with the Almana to the Suffolk Halal, her claim is only Hashema. And regarding Rav Yeshua, Hasam Chadzveka HaChatreisveka, in our Mishnah, there's only one Suffolk, whereas here, there are two Svekas. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case, there was only one Suffolk, whether the woman had relations with a fit man. In the case in Adios, the mother of the deceased Cohen was a suffolk herself, and this widow of her son is a second suffolk. And point number three was taught in a braisa, Ezo hi almanas Isa. Who is the almanas Isa? Which Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret testified is permitted. Kosha imba lo mishum mamzeres, lo mishum nesinas, lo mishum avdi malachim. Anyone who due to her marriage to the man with a suffolk status has no suffolk on account of mamzeres, nesinas, or slaves of kings. Remer said that anyone who does not have these psulim, we allow to marry a Cohen. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Meir, and so would Rabbi Shimon Manasseh say, who is an almanas Isa? Koshin nitma bas suffolk halal, anyone that through her marriage became mixed up with a suffolk halal. Makirin Yisrael mamzerin shebenen, vein makirin halalin shebenen. Yisrael recognizes the mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the halalim among them. The Gemara analyzes this braisa. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abai asks Rabba, if Rabbi Yeshua really said that a woman is not believed to say that she had relations with a kosher man to permit her to marry a Kohen. For our Mishnah in 80 is taught that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret testified, Almanas Isa Shei Kasher El Kahuna, regarding an almana of a person with a suffolk status, meaning an almana of a suffolk halal, that she's permitted to marry into the kahuna. Rashi explains that the suffolk halal arises from a case where his mother's first husband threw the get, and it's a suffolk whether it was closer to her making her a grusha or closer to him and she's not divorced. Then he dies, leaving her as a suffolk grusha or almana, and she then marries a kohen and bears a child who is now a suffolk challah. Then this child grows up, marries and dies, creating a suffolk whether his wife is an almana of a challah and forbidden to a kohen, or an almana of a kosher kohen. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua permits her to marry to the kuhuna, presumably based on her chazak that she was permitted to marry a kohen before this marriage. Rava said to Abai that the cases do not compare. Hasam isha nises bodekas v'nises. There we say that a woman who marries first checks her husband's yichus and then marries. But here, when a woman acts immorally, does a woman first check the man's yichus before acting immorally? Point number two, Rava points out the same Mishnah contradicts Rabbi Gamliel's position. For it states that Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret that we accept your testimony, but what can we do since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed to not convene a court for the purpose of permitting the Almanas Isa? For Kohanim listen to the court to distance a woman the court rules is prohibited to them, but not to bring close those that they rule are permitted. So we see from here the Rabbi Gamliel rules that a woman with a suffolk status is not permitted to marry a Kohen. Rava answers that there are no contradictions. Regarding Rav Gamliel, Hasam Bari HaChashema, in our Mishnah, the woman is Bari about whom she had relations with, whereas here, with the Almana to the Safak Halal, her claim is only Hashema. And regarding Rav Yeshua, Hasam Chadzveka HaChatresveka, in our Mishnah, there's only one Safak, whereas here, there are two Svekas. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case, there was only one Safak, whether the woman had relations with a fit man. In the case in Adios, the mother of the deceased Cohen was a Suffolk herself, and this widow of her son is a second Suffolk. And point number 3 was taught in a Braisa, Ezo hi Almanas Isa. Who is the Almanas Isa? Which Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Mezera testified is permitted. Kosha Imba lo Meshum Mamzeres, lo Meshum Nesinas, lo Meshum Avdi Malachim. Anyone who, due to her marriage to the man with a Suffolk status, has no Suffolk on account of Mamzeres, Nesinas, or slaves of kings. Remer said that anyone who does not have these psulim, we allow to marry a Cohen. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Meir, and so would Rabbi Shimon Manasseh say, who is an Almanas Isa? Koshin Nitma Bas Safak Halal, anyone that through her marriage became mixed up with a Safak Halal. Makirin Yisrael Mamzerin Shebenen, Vein Makirin Halalin Shebenen. Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the Halalim among them. The Gemara analyzes this braisa. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yudalin, and a standard Siman is a Yud, a hand, and we often use a juggler in the Siman, a juggler. So here goes. The Almanas Isa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double Safak act with her son, when a commotion erupted because the Safak Halalim could not be recognized in the crowd. Once again, in slow motion. The Almanas Isa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, which reminds us of Bias Rabbi, if Rabbi Yeshua really said that a woman is not believed to say she had relations with the kosher man to permit her to marry a Cohen. For a Mishnah Adios taught that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Mezera testified, Almanas Isa she kasheru kohuna, regarding an Almana of a person with a Suffolk status, meaning an Almana of a Suffolk halal, that she's permitted to marry into the kohuna. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua permits her to marry to the kohuna, presumably based on her chazaka that she was permitted to marry a Cohen before this marriage. Rava said to Abai that the cases do not compare. Hasim isha nises bodekas v'nises. There we say that a woman who marries first checks her husband's yichus and then marries. But here, when a woman acts immorally, does a woman first check the man's yichus before acting immorally? So the Almanas Isa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double Safak act with her son, which reminds us, Rava points out that the same Mishnah contradicts Rav Gamliel's position. Rava answers that there are no contradictions. Regarding Rav Gamliel, Hasam Bari HaChashema, in our Mishnah, the woman is Bari, about whom she had relations with, whereas here, with the Almana to the Safak Halal, her claim is only a Shema. And regarding Rav Yeshua, Hasam Chatzveka, HaChatresveka, in our Mishnah, there's only one Safak, whereas here, there are two Svekas. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case, there's only one Safak, whether the woman had relations with a fit man. In the case of Adias, the mother of the deceased Cohen was a Safak herself, and this widow of her son is a second Safak. So the Almanas Isa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double Safak act with her son, when a commotion erupted because the Safak Halalim could not be recognized in the crowd. Which reminds us, we have a brayso with various opinions regarding what is an Almana Isa, and concludes Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the Halalim among them. So once again, the Almanas Isa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double Safak act with her son, when a commotion erupted because the Safak Halalim could not be recognized in the crowd. All right, now it's time for Four Bala Ba'a Chazara. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basula, that was a daraisa, which reminds us, according to one approach in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basula is a daraisa, learned from Kesef Yishkol b'Kamohar Basulos, but a ksuba for an almana is a derabanan. So the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basula, that was a daraisa, wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which reminds us, Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe performed the wine barrel test to determine if a kal was a basua. He first tested it on shivchas because he was an expert in it, and lav orach ara lezalzuli b'venos Yisrael, and it's not proper to be mezalzel, to demean the venos Yisrael by testing it on them. So the minion of Yidden who came to the rabbi to learn how to read a ksuba for a basua, that was a daraisa, wonder what the wine barrel in the corner was for, which had a ksuba for an almana, and almana taped to it, which reminds us, a widow is called an almana because she receives almana. When the Gemara then asks how the Torah could use the word almana when the ksuba didn't exist then, it answers, Dasin Rabbanim Masakni Almana, because the Rabbanim in the future were destined to institute almana for her. We see the Torah write something based on the future, such as referring to the third river from Gan Eden that flows east of Ashur, even though Ashur did not exist at that point. Daf Yadav, so the Simran Daf Yadav is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The happy young Ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky. Stars? That must mean we're on Daf Yadav. The happy young Ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Ger katan mabilin oso al das Beis Din. In the case of a katan that converts, we immerse him in a mikvah on the understanding of Beis Din. Rashi explains that when the katan does not have a father, a Beis Din can serve in his father's place, enabling the child to convert through them. Rav Huna is coming to teach us that it's a schus for a young Ger to convert, and it's only for an adult, the tam the isura, who has tasted the taste of Easter, that conversion is not a schus. So the happy young Ger lying in his bed, looking up at the shining stars in the sky, while holding a picture of the basin that converted him, was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef said regarding minors that convert, Higdilu Yechoin Limchos, when they get older, they may renounce their conversion. Rashi explains that this then applies even in the case where the child converted along with his father. Gemara clarifies that once she becomes an adult for one moment and does not renounce her conversion, she's no longer able to do so. So the happy young Ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. After being injured by a young boy's piece of wood, which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Katan Habal HaGadola Asa Mukas Eitz, a minor boy who has relations with an adult female renders her a Mukas Eitz. Rashi explains that even though a bia of a minor is not a bia, it's no less than an inserted piece of wood in terms of rupturing her basulim. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, she'd only receive a ksuba of a mana, and she would be forbidden to a kohen gadol who must marry a basula. Shmuel disagreed and said, a mukas eitz babasar, there's no such thing as a mukas eitz caused by flesh. If such relations do not render her a non-basula, they also do not make her a mukas eitz. Daf Yud Beis, so the Simra Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers from Yehuda, 12 brothers, that must be one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a tinus basulim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ocha eitzel chamiv Yehuda shelo be'edim, if one eats in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda, after Kedushim without aiding that he did not have yichud with the Kala, he could not make a claim of tinus basulim because it was the minhag in Yehuda that he has yichud with her during these visits. The Gemara infers from the fact that the Mishnah stated, if one eats, that there are places in Yehuda where one does not eat in his father-in-law's house during the period of Kedushim, and therefore, a chasin in those places could bring a tinus basulim. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a tinus basulim, were showing him that the ksuba mount to marry the basula sister was the same as one for an almana bas kohen, which reminds us there were two takanas made for the ksuva of a bas kohen almana. When the kohanim saw people were still divorcing the almanas and the amount was not a deterrent, they raised the amount to 200 zuz. But when they saw people choosing a bas yisrael basua for that amount, they lowered it back down to a mana. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told him to not even try to make a tinus basulim, were showing him that the ksuba amount to marry their basula sister was the same as one for an almana bas kohen. When their sister rushed in to tell her chazan that she was certain that his field had just flooded. Which reminds us, the Gemara wanted to compare the case of one who marries a woman and does not find her basulim, and she says, Mishrastani na'anasti, nistachav ha'sadehu, after you were mekadosh me, I was violated. And this is the case of the buyer's field was flooded, to a case where one said to the other, you owe me a mana, and the other one says, I don't know. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna said he is chayev, bari b'shema, bari adef, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan said he is pater, ukim amana b'chazus mari. We got the money remain with its current owner. The Gemara answered Rav Nachman could say that his view is in accordance with Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel only believed the wife because of a migu, for she could have claimed she was a mukas eitz, but there was no migu in the loan case. Alternatively, Rav Gamliel holds we keep the woman in her chazaka of being a basua, whereas in the loan dispute, the plaintiff has no chazaka. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simra Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought basin to see for themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding basin, they saw an unmarried woman speaking with someone and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, Ish poni v'kohen hu. He's poni and he's a kohen. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Eliezer saying the amenis, she's believed that Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live by our mouth. Ella, she has a chazak of having relations with a nasan or a mamzer until she brings proof to her claim. The Gemara brings a halachos regarding what is meant by speaking. Ziri says, Nistra, it means she was in seclusion with him. And Ravasi says, Nivula, it means she had relations with him. A pasuk is brought to show that speaking is a euphemism for having relations. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field, which reminds us, the Gemara brings several challenges to Rav Asi's position was stated in a braisa. They saw her enter with a man into a secluded place, a ruin, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? According to Rav Asi, who holds speaking as having relations, what's the need for two cases? The Gemara answers that the braisa is speaking of two types of ruins, churba de masav or churba de dabra, the ruins in a city and ruins in a field. If the braisa only brought the case of ruins in the city, we'd say that this is a case where Gamliel believes her, since robed men in a Jewish city are fit for her. And if it only taught the case of a ruin in the field, we'd say that perhaps it's only there Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, but in a Jewish city, he would agree. The Gemara eventually refutes Rav Asi's position. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field and hoped to hear that beis din would rule that her daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said to the ones who rule that she's fit, referring to Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, they rule her daughter is fit as well. And according to the one, Rabbi Yeshua, who rules her puzzle, he rules her daughter's puzzle as well. But Rabbi Eliezer says, "L'divrei makshaba posel bavita." To the one who rules her fit, he rules her daughter's puzzle. Rabbi said that Rabbi Eliezer's reason is that it's well that her mother is fit, for she has a chazaka of kashrus, but her daughter does not have a chazaka of kashrus. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which step during the Rav Yeshua permitted the Almanas Issa to marry a Kohen because a woman who marries first checks her husband's Yichus and then marries? That's on Duff. Yud Dalet. Good number two. Which step did we learn that a Ger can renounce their faith when they get older? That's on Duff. Yud Aleph. Good number three. Which step do we have in the Kohen is whether the daughter is possible despite her mother's chazaka of being permitted to a Kohen? That's on Duff. Yud Gimel. Good number four. Which stuff do we learn? The one who ate in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after Kedushin without Edim could not bring a Tanis Basuin, but not every place in Yehuda kept that minhag. That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good number five. Which of them the Beis can convert a Ger Katan when there's no father as it says Chus for him? That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good number six. Which stuff do we have Malkos regarding what is meant when Beis Din saw a woman speaking with a man? Does it mean seclusion or having relations? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good number seven. Which stuff do we have Malkos whether a minor who has relations with a Gadol makes her into a Mukas Eitz? That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn according to Rabbi Asi when the Braisa said that Beis Din saw a woman enter into seclusion or a ruin? It meant two types of ruins, one in a city and one in a field. That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good number nine. Which Daf do we learn that Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the Chalolim among them? That's on Daf. Yud Dalet. Good. And number ten. Which Daf do we learn that Rav said there is no contradiction with Rabbi Yeshua? In the Mishnah, there was one Safek with a woman who acted immorally, whereas with the Almanas Issa, there are two Sfekos. That's on Daf. Yud Dalet. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.